Welcome to the NewsRamp Education Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at NewsRamp.com. It's Wednesday morning, June 11th, 2025, and we have a lineup of education headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
The American Council of the Blind announces 2025 scholarship recipients. The American Council of the Blind, in partnership with the American Foundation for the Blind, has announced the 2025 recipients of its national scholarship program. This year, 24 legally blind students from across the United States have been awarded scholarships totaling over $111,400 to support their post-secondary education. Established in 1982, the ACB Scholarship Program is a significant financial aid resource for blind students, offering scholarships ranging from $2,500 to $7,500. These scholarships can be used for tuition, fees, room and board, adaptive technology, and other educational expenses. Recipients must maintain a 3.0 GPA, demonstrate community involvement, and be enrolled in a post-secondary institution within the United States. One recipient, Brock Kitterman, shared his joy in receiving the scholarship, allowing him to focus on his education and prepare for his future career. For a full list of recipients, visit the ACB website.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Education Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.